Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. Bad Axe City is reviewing options for a new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage, and has opened public discussion on several key considerations. City officials debated whether battery storage should be allowed in basements or if it should be limited to outdoor installation, with added questions about whether outdoor wiring should be required to run through underground conduit for safety. The council agreed the solar panel should be installed at least 3 feet off the roof to allow for firefighter access, and that visibility of solar and battery installation should be minimized from the street to preserve neighborhood aesthetics. To manage safety and accountability, members discussed maintaining a retainer on file for each system, ensuring the homeowner is responsible for upkeep and maintenance. If the home is sold, the responsibility and retainer would transfer to the new owner, allowing the city to keep track of solar installations and enforce maintenance standards. Additionally, the city noted the need for a separate ordinance on short-term home rentals, citing overlapping concerns about safety accountability and tracking property changes. City officials will consult with their attorney and the Huron County Zoning and Planning Departments for further guidance before drafting any ordinances. And the Dear 4-H Families, the November 2025 edition of the 4-H Family News is now available. Printed copies can be picked up at the MSU Extension Office at 690 North Port Crescent. It's across from the Peppermill Restaurant in Bad Axe, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including the noon hour. Please note all 4-H youth members and adult volunteers must be currently enrolled and active in 4-H Online to participate in any 4-H club meetings, events, or activities. No exceptions can be made due to liability requirements. As of October 30, 2025, Huron County has 518 enrolled youth and adult volunteers for the 2025-26 program year, with 14 additional enrollments listed as incomplete. If your enrollment is pending, please log in to 4-H Online to finish and submit for approval. And Deborah McCollum, Huron County Treasurer, will step down from her position on November 20, 2025, after more than a decade of service. McCollum, who ran unopposed in the 2024 general election, cited early retirement as her reason for leaving office. Her tenure included overseeing county finances during challenging periods marked by pension issues, the pandemic, inflation, and fluctuating revenue sharing, which placed significant strain on the county's budget. McCollum's successor will be appointed by a committee comprising County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski, and Probate Judge Julian Ferris. The new treasurer will serve out the remainder of McCollum's 4-year term, though no date has yet been set for the committee's first meeting. McCollum's resignation marks the end of a significant chapter in Huron County's financial leadership, with her successor expected to address ongoing fiscal challenges and continue efforts to maintain transparency and accountability in county finances. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on a case involving the limits of presidential emergency powers. The challenge stems from Trump's use of emergency declarations for border wall funding. Legal scholars say the case could reshape executive authority. Both conservative and liberal justices showed skepticism during opening questions. A ruling is expected by June. The case is being closely watched nationwide. And in our international news, Dutch voters look to reject the far-right Party for Freedom in closely watched parliamentary elections. Exit polls suggest a center-left coalition will emerge as the largest bloc. Geert Wilders' anti-immigrant party was expected to lose several seats. Analysts see the result as a rebuke from populism. Formation of the new government could take weeks. Europe is watching the Netherlands for broader political trends. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.